Now it's time for our question of the week, and Hannah considers the dark side of the universe.
This week, we turn our eyes to the skies to tackle this.
Hi, my name is Daniel Husters, and I was just wondering, how come dark matter doesn't clump up into black holes, into singularities, or into sun-shaped objects?
So, after the Big Bang, there was lots of matter around, and gravity plus pressure caused it to clump together to form planets and moons and suns. But how come dark matter doesn't cluster in the same way to form dark suns or dark planets? Or does it? We turn to Dr. Andrew Ponson, cosmologist at University College London.
There's quite a lot to unpack in this question. The first thing to say is that dark matter is this substance that we're pretty sure is out there, shaping the visible contents of the universe. But the dark matter itself is invisible, so we can't see directly what it does. Now, the question itself is getting at the idea of gravitational collapse, which is a critical part of the way that we think the universe has evolved and familiar objects within it were born. Actually, I mean, dark matter does undergo gravitational collapse. So you can take an initially large volume of dark matter and shrink it down to something smaller just because of the gravity of the dark matter itself. But the assumptions behind dark matter tell us that, unlike in the case where you have normal gas, the dark matter particles can't get rid of their energy. They continue flying around at very high speeds. Although dark matter particles don't actually feel pressure in quite the same way that normal matter would, you can imagine they're just moving so fast that they can't be concentrated into a small volume. If you tried packing them into a small box, they'd be moving so fast they'd just fly straight out again. So there's actually a limit to how small you can make a cloud of dark matter. You can't make dark matter collapse into a black hole, for instance, because you just can't get rid of the energy to make it that small. And we actually think that typical clouds of dark matter are just the right size to be lurking around galaxies in what we call a dark matter halo.
So dark matter seems to be too high speed to form solid planets, but can form dark matter halos. Well, sticking in space, this time to mine for materials, putting pressure on this.
Hi, my name is Sasha Zanjani from London. Diamonds are made deep underground when carbon is subjected to high pressure and heat. Is there any way that other elements could be used to make an even harder type of diamond? I was thinking of mining on other planets where pressures would be greater due to the planet being more massive.
Thanks, Sasha. So, what do you think?
Hannah Critchlow. And if you think you've got the answer, you can send your thoughts to chris@thenakedscientist.com, tweet @nakedscientists, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum. That's it for this week. My thanks to all of our guests and to Hannah Critchlow for joining me. The producer was Kate Lamble. As we speak, Chris Smith is heading down under to Australia to celebrate National Science Week in Perth. In next week's show, he'll be reporting back to us on the latest Western Australian science. If you're in the area, do get in touch on Facebook or Twitter, and he'd love to see you at one of his science shows. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Dominic Ford, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.